to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, beloveds. Good morning, good morning. We are continuing our exploration of living out loud and cultivating authenticity. And this morning we're looking at boundaries build bridges. And sitting with that concept all week, what I have actually revealed to myself is that boundaries don't actually build bridges. They invite us. They inform us. They empower us to build bridges. And bridges have boundaries. So I'm just going to go out on a limb and imagine that the majority of us right now are thinking about boundaries in terms of how we show up in the world, our personal boundaries. I'm going to invite you for at least just a moment to let go of that and imagine that boundaries are very simply the outline of something that defines it. If you're sitting in a chair, I submit to you that you recognize it as a chair because of the boundaries of the object, the edges, the shape of it, if you will. We recognize the difference between a car and a truck based on the shape of it, based on the boundaries of it. We recognize the difference between geographical locations based on the boundaries of a thing. And I think we do ourselves a bit of a disservice when we look at our personal boundaries from a place of thinking that people see the external shape of me, that somehow that communicates who or what I am. It certainly does with material objects. And it's our experience of those objects that creates the meaning of those shapes. Had we grown up being taught that the shape of a chair was a bus, we would all sit in buses and perhaps drive chairs. And we would think nothing of it, right? Because that's how it works. We define a thing, and then we go about sharing that definition generation after generation after generation. And perhaps our ideas of ourselves, our personal boundaries, our mental boundaries have been established in quite the same way. That we believe we are who and what we are primarily because that is what someone taught us. And that is because that is what someone taught the people who taught us. And so we're really dealing with generational teachings across the board. I did some study this past week about bridges that were believed to be impossible to build before they were actually built. The two that came up repeatedly were the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And in reading the history of both of those, it wasn't so much the physical boundaries that they were trying to connect that created the difficulty, as it was the mental boundaries of the people resisting those bridges. I was struck, comically struck, by one of the comments that I read in the history of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. That's a big part of the resistance to building the Chesapeake Bay Bridge was that people just wanted it to be built so they would have greater access to alcohol and so they could drink more. Now, we know post-bridge that it availed Maryland of a lot of things. It helped build the economy of Maryland, helped connected people and resources and all kinds of things. But isn't it interesting that that may have never come to fruition simply behind a belief that building such a thing would be the demise of society solely based on people wanting to drink more booze. I chuckled because we do, as human beings, make up the most outrageous things and believe them to be accurate. And perhaps that is the greatest thing that we get to begin to bridge. It's not so much the external boundaries as our own internal boundaries. Because if I fail to bridge my own thoughts, if I fail to identify the invisible boundaries of my own belief systems, then I will live within, isolated. I will live isolated within those boundaries and be completely unaware that I'm isolated. Oftentimes, the work of spiritual journey is really building bridges within our own process between our human experience and our spiritual truth. And so, rather than looking at boundaries as limits, I want to invite us to look at boundaries as those beliefs within us that define us. And I want to be really careful about this because I am in no way ignoring the necessity of boundaries in the human realm. They are absolutely necessary and invaluable. And I think oftentimes we misinterpret boundaries as walls. And then we set ourselves up for complete failure with ourselves and with other people by asserting this idea that me establishing my boundaries somehow creates a scenario that you're going to honor them. And I externalize my safety in this human realm, my sanity in this human realm, my preciousness, if you will, in this human realm, by creating an expectation that you will honor my boundaries if I set them. Now, I don't know about you, but that has not been my experience here on planet Earth. People honor what they honor, and they violate what they violate. And they do so solely based on what's operating in their consciousness. And so it takes us to the teachings of Don Miguel Ruiz. Personalize nothing, assume nothing. And so what if we establish clarity, absolute clarity of our own boundaries, where I begin and where you begin, from the perspective of boundaries as individualizations of spirit, which are going to be flexible, right? Because as spirit expands, it flexes. And so if I'm establishing and understanding my boundaries as the individualization of spirit as me, then I am going to have to constantly redefine, re-understand, reimagine, re-embrace, re-embody what makes me me. And yet, at the same time, if I could somehow grasp in this very human brain of mine the magnitude of an infinite beingness, then I wouldn't have to do that. I haven't found a way to do that yet. I have not found a capacity within my physiological brain, which is a beautiful, beautiful tool to understand this finite world. And it struggles to even conceptualize the infinite. And that's okay. So I invite you to let that be okay for you as well. I invite you to let go of the limitation of the boundaries, the outline of you that has been given to you generationally. I invite you, if you are a person who identifies as a woman here on planet Earth, to perhaps consider letting go of everything that you were taught that a woman is. And I'm focusing there because this is Women's History Month, and I personally think we should celebrate women every day, solely because not one of us would be here without them. They give us life here on this planet, and I'm pretty sure that is enough that qualifies each to be celebrated. What if you let go of all of the identities that have been assigned to you and began to redefine you based on how you internally know the divine is desiring to show up as you? And what if we all did that? From whatever the boundary is, whether it's our profession, whether it's our gender, whether it's, you know, what our name means to us, what our hair means to us, what does it mean if you wear glasses? Because we have all kinds of those things operating. What if we let go of all of those just for the practice of discovering the limitless you, the you that is conceptualized and held and grown and revealed solely in the mind of the infinite and the activity of law? What would your boundaries become? And would we even need bridges between us? Maybe, maybe not. What I know is in this human realm, we have a lot of bridge building to do. And it can be much easier than we have made it. And so I invite you, the next time you're challenged with a conversation that you find difficult, I invite you to lean into the difficulty, to push the boundaries of your own limitations, if you will, not the boundaries of the other person, but the boundaries within your own thoughts that are telling you this is too hard, to see the truth of the person or persons beyond the boundary that you've established in your mind that identifies them as maybe a limitation that they're not. And allow this, the connection, the oneness that it already exists within each of us to be the bridge. To be the bridge. Rather than us in our humanness thinking we have to build one. Allow your essence to be that bridge. Let's take this into prayer. And so I am knowing with this breath that it is the thing that connects all life, the breath of the infinite, breathing its creation, all of its creation, that this very light, love, peace, power, presence, by whatever name we call it, this one singular substance, this one singular source, is all there is. And so I must be it in form. And what is true of me in the truth of oneness must be true of all life. And so every expression of the infinite is the infinite expressing. And so I claim and affirm that everything that has needed to be heard is heard this morning. That each one here received exactly what they came to get. And that it grows and expands and informs their individualized expression and evolution of the infinite within them. And I celebrate. I celebrate that the word spoken is the word fulfilled. And so it is already done. There is nothing to do but let go. And so I do, and I let it be, and so it is. Amen. Ashe.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.